The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Nobody likes having an overabundance of mice and rats around their homes or fields, but we need to be more cautious about how we apply rodenticides. The reason is that wild predators frequently end up ingesting poisoned rodents and suffering the consequences. This can affect everything from barred owls to bobcats. When these ingested rat and mouse poisons don't kill outright, they can lead to skin diseases and other health problems. The problem is both urban and rural, and it is widespread. The long list of rodenticide victims includes foxes, raccoons, skunks, bald and golden eagles, American kestrels, red-tailed and Cooper's hawks, and barn, barred, and great horned owls. Depending on the product used, rodenticides are dispensed by licensed companies or homeowners who place them inside bait boxes. Unfortunately, the poisoned rats don't die in the boxes. Instead, they typically live for 5 to 7 days and become little walking poison packages. Of course, there are measures that can prevent the need for poisons. Don't put pet food outside, make sure your garbage cans are secure, and most importantly, rodent-proof your home and garage.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.